In this image, a wood engraving, the embalmed body of a woman is displayed in a decorated glass case inside a gallery. Her body is hairy and posed in a dress with a tight corset. Well-dressed visitors walk through the gallery and observe her body. A caption reads, "Miss Julia Pastrana, the embalmed nondescript, exhibiting at 191 Piccadilly." Julia Pastrana was a woman from Mexico whose hairy face and body made her a popular attraction in carnivals and what were called freak shows throughout the US and Europe during the mid-1800s. This wood engraving was printed after Pastrana's death to publicize the exhibition of her embalmed body in a gallery in London in 1862. I first read about Julia Pastrana in Plucked, A History of Hair Removal by Rachel Herzig. I came to Herzig's book through the work of Alokvede Menon, a trans writer, performer, and speaker whose work I have admired and learned from for a while. In the chapter Bearded Women and Dog-Faced Men, Darwin's Great Denudation, Herzig describes how people like Pastrana, who were considered abnormally hairy by the Euro-American public, were displayed and publicized as subhuman examples of the missing links proving Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. Advertisements described Pastrana as a descendant of a race of savages and also speculated that she had an orangutan, or a bear, for a parent. I was disturbed to find this image. Even immediately after Pastrana passed away, the people who profited from displaying her as a novelty were eager to promote the inspection of her body in a gallery. This event reveals the close ties the institution of the museum had with carnivals and freak shows. The way that Pastrana's body was shown off, encased and put on a pedestal, is an example of how conventional strategies of display, though they might otherwise seem neutral, have potential for violence. The intertwining of our museums with the harm of scientific racism has not been fully reckoned with.